You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. We talk about things like emotional intelligence, living a balanced life, and focusing on the positive. And many of us spend the majority of our day at work. What happens there can have a big impact on your overall quality of life. So today we're talking to Dr. Jerry Davis, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. In fact, he's the Associate Dean of Business and Impact. He's written several books, and we are just very grateful that you are talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
No, thanks very much, Lisa. It's great to be here.
So the Ross School of Business, the Center for Positive Organizations, has an event coming up. You're going to be talking about leading positive change without authority. Can you give us a little preview about that?
Sure. So this is basically trying to convey the idea that you don't have to leave your values at the door when you go to work. So a lot of things that affect people's well-being at work is that they're working for a company where they don't necessarily agree with how things are being run. And they don't necessarily think that they can live their values at work. And the point of this session is to give people tools to figure out how can they change their company from the inside out to be more aligned with their values.
Is this for the employers or the employees or both?
This is really aimed at the employees. So this is, you've gone to work at an investment bank and you strongly believe in feminist values and you're not seeing them at work. So what can you do to change that company from the inside out?
What can you do?
Well, you can do a few things. The theme of the session is that leading a change in an organization is a lot like leading a social movement. And so you want to find allies. You want to understand what the culture is like. You want to frame your initiative in a way that works well. And we're pretty broad about this. We call people that do this social intrapreneurs. So intrapreneurs being sort of leading initiatives within an organization rather than starting a new organization. And it can take a lot of different forms. It might be creating a product or service that serves interests beyond profitability. It might be changing the human management practices within the firm. It might be relating to the community differently. So we think of all of these as being initiatives that you can lead from the grassroots within an organization.
Are you doing this with the employer knowing, and are they aware of what your intentions and goals are, or is it just something you try to slide in on the side?
So we're willing to go with both. Sometimes employers are very supportive of this. A lot of professional service organizations, accounting firms. I mean, a lot of companies are very open to entrepreneurship. Others are not necessarily so open, so they need to be led a bit. But I think the tools work in either circumstance. You just have to follow a bit of a different strategy depending on whether it's a really welcoming environment or one where they might put up more struggle. I have to say a lot more employers are open to social entrepreneurship than they ever were before. A lot of them realize that if they don't listen to their own employees, they might be hearing it from the outside world to their disadvantage.
So here you are. You'll be speaking at the Positive Business Conference at the Ross School of Business. Talking about this, will you give people tools? Will you give them an outline? What will people leave with after they hear Dr. Jerry Davis speak?
Yeah, so because this is a business school, everything we do comes with a nice four-part formula for how you make change happen. So in this case, we sort of walk through four different steps. So sort of one is why now? What is it that makes this the right time for leading a change? Because not every time is the best time. The second is why? That's about framing the case for change. And it's about how you understand the way people sort of talk about things within this organizational context. What are the right metaphors to use? What are the right sort of words and phrases so that the way that you describe your change is amenable to the company? The third part is about the who, mapping the social terrain, locating potential allies. And we dip a bit into social network analysis. So how do you understand the social networks within organizations to map your strategy out? And then the last bit is about how. What are the mobilizing structures for getting people to collaborate together?
I like how you call your presentation Leading Positive Change Without Authority. Do you think a lot of managers and people running businesses think authority is very essential to having a well-run organization?
I think they do, but I think the most enlightened managers also realize that they don't have all the answers and that they need to have some humility, some willingness to listen to the people that work for them, because they're going to be out there on the front lines experiencing things that people at the top might not.
This is something that at the Ross School of Business, the Positive Business Conference, is intended to do. I mean, what is the overall intention of the entire conference?
It's really to try to share best practices for creating more positive workplaces, more positive organizations. And different sessions are aimed at different levels. So it might be you're the CEO or you're the founder, or it might be you're a middle manager and you have to manage people directly. My session is really, you know, you're maybe an entry-level employee or you're a couple of years into your career and you want to change things. So we really, we have tools for people at every level of the organization to better understand how do they create more positive workplaces that really do lead to well-being, like the theme of your session today.
Okay, right. Positive workplaces. Personally, you feel better. But does it also help the bottom line for the company?
You know, we're living in a context of below 4% unemployment. And for many organizations, their main assets are the people that sort of come in the morning and leave in the evening. If you are not giving them a place to work that's rewarding, that allows them to live their values, you're not going to do well in business. I mean, if you're a company that's heavy on human capital, where you need people to show up and do their best, you want to create a context where they feel they can live their values and that they feel their well-being is being attended to. That's not going to be true everywhere. I mean, there are certainly organizations that don't feel that people are their greatest assets, and so I don't know if we have as much to offer them. But almost any company that relies on human capital, they can benefit from learning about this.
So this sounds very intellectual and strategic, and you're going to give four methods to make it happen. What about just leading by example? Can you just inspire your coworkers by trying to be more positive?
You can, but I don't think that is alone going to be enough. When you think about sort of what happens when Walmart decides that they want to green their supply chain, that it matters to them what their carbon footprint is, and so they start putting solar panels up on the roof, they start selling organics, they sell low-power light bulbs, and they green their supply chain. They require their suppliers to document their carbon usage. That's huge. I mean, when Walmart changes, you know, it's not just a person setting a good example. It is changing sort of the ecosystem of American capitalism. And so changing the practices of a big company can just have a huge broader impact in a way that's hard to do at just an individual level.
You're thinking big, and I'm thinking everybody could benefit from this, right?
I think that's right.
It's the Positive Business Conference coming up at the Ross School of Business. When is it made?
May 9th and 10th, 2019, and so a little less than a month.
The theme of this year's conference is Improving Well-Being and Performance by Building a Thriving Workplace. Dr. Jerry Davis will be one of the speakers, and we really appreciate you sharing what you'll be talking about and hopefully some inspiration in the workplace with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lisa. It was great to talk to you.